الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companions and all those who follow them on the righteous path until the day of judgment. First and foremost, I say Allah al-Musta'an. This is going to be very spontaneous and live. I didn't have access to this khutbah prior to this moment, so I will only translate that which I have the ability to do, and that which I'm not very sure about I will leave alone deliberately, so it will not be exactly what the Shaykh, may Allah preserve him, mentioned, and this is obvious why. He began this khutbah by reminding us of having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he quoted an ayah from the book of Allah Jalla Jalaluh, where it says, and to Allah belong the most beautiful names. To Allah belong the most beautiful names. So call upon Him by these names and abandon those who do ilhad, meaning they deviate concerning the names of Allah. Verily they will be recompensed for what they used to do. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Whoever 100 minus 1, whoever encompasses them will enter Jannah. And that does not mean that you memorize them. Okay, and the one that you often see on the walls, right, that has the 99 names, actually this one is based on a hadith of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi. And that particular hadith is da'if. And maybe it's a shock for most of you. Almost every frame or book that has the 99 names of Allah as you know them today is based on a weak narration. And some of the names in there are not from the authentic names of Allah. And some other authentic names of Allah are not on that list. So some of the scholars have compiled books particularly dealing with the subject matter, where they mentioned the names that were mentioned in the hadith in Tirmidhi, and they took them out, and then they mentioned the ones that are authentic which were not found in the hadith in Tirmidhi, and they added them in. So whatever you have at your homes on your wall, which is not even the sunnah to hang these on the wall, is actually not based on a sahih hadith. And as shocking as this may be, as factual as it is, nonetheless, so it is not the 99 names that you usually see on one, you know, frame. There are others. Whoever encompasses them, not only by memorization, rather by knowing their implications and understanding them. So you memorize them as far as like you memorize the surah from the Quran, then you know what they mean. And then you have the implications. How do you worship Allah? According to them. According to the ulama, whoever encompasses all these three, then will enter Jannah. And so not just merely memorization, as it is obvious. And then the hadith ends by saying, and Allah is witr, which means odd, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the odd number. Witr meaning Allah is one, unique in His oneness, and He loves the odd numbers, because there are even numbers and odd numbers. Qala ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, ibn al-Qayyim said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls a servant to recognize Him through His names and attributes, and to praise Him accordingly. And that they Ikhwan, barakallahu fikum. Thank you very much. Try to listen also, inshallah, this may be beneficial for you. Hey. And that they get their portion of worshipping Allah accordingly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who have these qualities. Of course, the qualities belong to Allah in the ultimate sense. But Allah is the all-knowing. And He loves the knowledgeable among His servants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous, and He loves the generous among His servants. And Allah is one, and He loves the odd numbers. Allah is beautiful, and He loves beauty. Allah is the one who pardons, and He loves among His servants those who pardon as well. And Allah loves modesty, those who are modest, haya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is thankful, and He loves the thankful among His servants. He is patient, and He loves the patient among His servants, and so on and so forth. So then the Shaykh said, it is for you, my brother in Islam, to reflect upon what will be mentioned to you a little bit later, and to think about them, so you will get something, some knowledge of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His attributes and His actions. If calamity befalls you, and you become distressed, and the situation becomes tough, and you feel that there is no exit and no outlet, then the caller says, Ya Allahu, Ya Allah, O Allah, O Allah. And then you say the hadith, which is La ilaha illallah al-azim al-haleem, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah the Great, the Most Gentle and Merciful. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah the Lord of the Great Throne. None has the right to be worshipped except Allah the Lord of the heavens and the earth and the Lord of the Glorious Throne. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate that calamity that has befallen you. And He will make difficulty, ease afterwards. Allah says, then we responded to him and we saved him from the difficulty, and as such we saved the believers. This is concerning Yunus alayhi salatu salam, when he called unto Allah by saying, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. None has the right to be worshipped except you. Glory be to you. Verily I was among the wrongdoers. Innahu Allahu jalla jalaluhu. It is Allah the exalted in greatness. If the earth becomes dry and the vegetation does not grow and the flowers are dying and so are the trees and people have no access to water and there is famine and lack of food and the calamities befall upon the creation, then the old men will go out and the breastfeeding and the nursing children and the animals and everyone will call to Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rain and then He will bring about water after the drought, and He will take away thirst, and then the earth will be watered therein. Allah says in the Quran, and you see that the earth is settled, and then we send down the rain, then it shakes and it produces from every lovely vegetation. It is Allah Jalla Jalaluh. If the ill person becomes sick and his body becomes weak and his color changes and he has no means and no ability and the doctor is unable to treat him and the medicine becomes insufficient or not effective, and then the hands start to shake and so does the heart, and then the sick person lies down on the ground expecting death, but then he calls on to Allah to remove the disease, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove the disease and the calamity and will bring about cure, and He will respond to the supplication. Allah spoke about Ayyub in the Quran when he called unto his Lord that harm has befallen me and you are the most merciful of those who are merciful. Allah says, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. So we responded to him and we alleviated the harm that has befallen him and we gave him back his family and equal to them, and double, as mercy from us and reminder for the worshippers. It is Allah Jalla Jalaluh. If the embryo is stuck in his mother's womb and delivery becomes difficult and the mother believes that she's on the verge of dying, and so same with her child, then she refers the affair to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who removes the harm and responds to the supplication, and she will call, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, and then the baby will be delivered and Allah will bless the child and He will give him a good life and Allah will make him among His righteous servants. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does all of these things. And then he mentioned something along the same lines. It is, I'm not going to repeat it since it's somewhat redundant. Whenever you are, generally speaking, in the state of difficulty and calamities befall upon you, Allah says about these people who say, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَبَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Those when a calamity befalls them, they say, we belong to Allah, and to Allah we shall return. Meaning you are the property of Allah. Allah does whatever He wills with you. And to Him you will return, so you have no authority in this earth. And so we accept the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal, even though the heart may be sad. And then when the oppressed person, who is being oppressed by anyone, be it your boss or someone else, and you continue to call on to Allah, hoping that the day will come when you see Allah granting you victory over the one who has oppressed you. And the Prophet ﷺ said that the supplication of the oppressed, there is no barrier between it and Allah. The supplication of the one who's oppressed, it goes directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the hadith, verily I will grant you victory even after some passage of time. Meaning it may not come according to your timing. You may want it to be immediate. But Allah's wisdom entails that victory shall come afterwards. Either way, Allah promised that will come, even if it comes on the day of judgment. The one who oppressed you, you will get your right back from him on the day of judgment. Until you get everything that you deserve. If he still owed you some things, you take his good deeds, according to the hadith. He will take his good deeds. If he runs out of good deeds, and he still owed you some oppression in this dunya, then the Prophet ﷺ said, the hadith is a Muslim, that some of your bad deeds will be taken and they will be placed on him until he enters Jahannam wal-iyadu billah. So either way, the oppressed one will be victorious. Either sooner in this dunya or later in the hereafter. So the person remains patient and he hopes that the success will come from Allah. Similarly, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam called to Allah, he said, verily I have been oppressed, so grant me victory. And you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned his people. Similarly, Zakariya, he said, my Lord, my bone has become weak, and my head, my hair became gray. وَاشْتَعْلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. And I was never deprived of any supplication. Allah never deprived him of an answer when he supplicated to him. And I'm afraid of those who will come after me. And my woman, my wife is barren. She does not produce any children. So grant me from you a righteous child, that he will inherit me and will inherit from the children of Jacob, and make him, Allah, one whom you are pleased with. So Allah told them, Ya Zakariya, verily Zakariya, we give you glad tidings of a son. What is his name? Yahya. لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّا. No one was given that name before. According to some of the tafsir, some of the ulama said it is not necessarily the name, rather it was the quality that Yahya was given. There was none equal to him in being dutiful to his father and his mother and so on and so forth. The Prophet ﷺ taught us to make this particular dua at the time of difficulty. O Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth, Lord of the great throne, our Lord and the Lord of everything, the one who produces the vegetation from the earth, and the one who sent down the Torah and the Injil and the Quran, I seek refuge with you from every creation that you have control of. You are the first and there's nothing before you, and you are the last and there's nothing after you. Remove my debt, take away my debt, and give me wealth after poverty. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will respond to you at the times of difficulty. Allah says in the Quran, كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنٍ. Every day Allah is in a different affair. He mentions some examples. He forgives a sin, and he alleviates a calamity, and he raises a group of people, and he degrades others. He gives life to the dead, and he gives death to the living, and he responds to the supplicator, and he heals the sick. He honors whomever he wills, and he disgraces whomever he wills. He gives poverty to whomever was rich, and he gives richness to whomever was poor. He teaches an ignorant, and he guides a deviant, and he helps one who's confused. He responds to the one who's distressed, and he releases one who has been handcuffed, and he grants food to the one who's hungry, and clothing to the one who was naked, and he heals the one who was sick, and he accepts the repentance of those who turn to him in repentance. He rewards a good doer, and he aids an oppressed, and he demolishes an oppressive, and he makes you feel ease at the time of difficulty. It is Allah, the one who is unique in His oneness, the absolute. He did not beget, nor was He begotten, and there is none co-equal to Him. He created, and so He made His creation even. And He decreed, and He guided everything to what is befitting for them. He created the heavens, and constructed it without any pillars that you see. And He made the mountains as pegs that keep the earth from shaking. And He's flattened the earth, and he took thereon the water and the vegetation. He sends down sustenance and he gives from his bounties. It is Allah the most forgiving, the most merciful, the possessor of the great bounty, the most knowledgeable, the most wise, the full of might. He tested Ibrahim with some words, and he heard the call of Yunus in the darkness, and he responded to Zakaria, and he gave him a son, and he removed the calamity of Ayyub, and he made iron soft for Dawood, and he made the wind work by the command of Sulaiman, and he split the ocean for Musa, and he raised Jesus up to himself, and he split the moon for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saved Hud, and he destroyed his people, and he saved Salih from the oppressive, and so he left them in their homes dead, and he made the fire cool and safety upon Ibrahim, and he saved them from slaughtering Ismail, and he made Jesus and his mother as a sign for the creation, and he saved Lut, and he sent upon his people the stones, and he saved Shu'aib through his mercy, and he destroyed the people of Madian with his justice. It is Allah Jalla Jalalu. He drowned Pharaoh and his people, and he saved them with his body so he can be an ayah for those who come after, and he caused the earth to swallow Qarun and his wealth. And then he quoted some ayat which I cannot deal with right now. He blessed Joseph and he saved him from the well, and then he made him responsible for the khazan of the earth, from the treasures of the earth. It is Allah Jalla Jalalu. He's the one who makes you laugh, and he's the one who makes you cry. He's the one who causes you to die, and he's the one who causes you to live. He's the one who makes you happy, and he's the one who makes you sad. It is he who created, and it is he who destroys. It is he who raises, and he who degrades. He who honors, and he who humiliates. It is he who gives, and he who deprives. He guided Nuh, and he misguided his son. And he chose Ibrahim, and he kept his father away. And he saved Lut, and he destroyed his wife. And he cursed Fir'aun, and he guided his wife. And he chose Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he deprived his uncle. And he made from among his assistants the children of the biggest enemies of his, Khalid bin al-Walid wa Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl. Khalid and Ikrimah were believed in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their fathers were the biggest enemies to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So glory be to Allah azza wa jal, the way he deserves it. It's a little long, Allah musta'an. By the second khutbah, Muslims, if you go near to Allah a hands width, He will come near you an arm's length. And if you go towards Him an arm's length, He will come to you a ba', which is a particular distance. The door is open, but who will enter? The door is open for us to return to Allah, but who are those who will enter? The rope has been extended, but who will hold on to it? The goodness is provided, but who will seek to attain it? Where are those who are seeking success? Where are those who are seeking success? And where are those who are seeking the pleasure? Whoever comes to him, Allah will accept him from long distance. Whoever turns away from him, Allah will call him to return. Whoever leaves something for his sake, Allah will give him more. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become pleased with him, and Allah does what he wills. Whoever depends on Allah, then he will be able to do all things by the will of Allah. The people of the remembrance of Allah are those who are closest to him. And the people who are thankful to Allah are those whom Allah will increase. And the people who are obedient to Allah are those whom Allah will honor. And those who disobey him, he will not make them despair from his mercy. If they were to turn to him in repentance, then verily he is their beloved. If they turn to him in repentance, then he is merciful to them. If they do not turn to him in repentance, then he will test them with calamities in order to purify them from their sins. The good deed with them is equal to 10, up to 700 multiplied, and up to more and more to whomever he wills. But the evil deed is only equal to 1. If you were to regret and feel sorrowfulness and turn to him in repentance, he will forgive that and he will pardon you. He accepts the very small deeds that you do, and he will multiply the reward for you, and he will bypass many of our shortcomings and our sins. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us realize our shortcomings and to guide us to that which is good for us, and to make us among those whom he protects. Actually, this is the second khutbah. Brothers in Islam, No, may Allah have mercy on me and you, that whomever's heart does not feel sadness over his shortcomings in the dunya, then verily he will get this feeling in the hereafter. If you don't feel remorseful and regret over your shortcomings in the dunya, then you will have to deal with this particular feeling on the day of judgment, where Allah Azza wa Jal will reward the good doers and with goodness, and He will punish the evil doers. On the day where the person will look at what his hands had put forth, وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا, and the disbeliever will say, I wish I were dust. The scholars say, the reason why the kafir will say that, because Allah will bring the animals on the day of judgment, so that the goat that had horns will take its right back from the goat that didn't have one. Even the animals will do qisas. They will get their rights back. And then when it's all said and done for the justice of Allah to overcome and overveil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the animals disintegrate and turn into dust. Meaning they will not be brought to account. It is at that moment that the kafir will say, I wish I was dirt. Meaning like these animals. No Jannah, no Jahannam. But that will not be the case. The brother said, or the sheikh said, in the heart there's an emptiness that nothing fills except returning to Allah and loving Him Azza wa Jal and enjoying His remembrance. And there's sadness that nothing can take away except being happy by knowing Him and being truthful in treating and your treatment or your worship to Allah. And there's worrying, a form of worrying that nothing will make calm down except running away from Allah Azza wa Jal to Him. And there's regret that nothing will take away except accepting the decree of Allah and His predestiny. And then there's also an emptiness that nothing can fill except loving Allah, turning to Him in repentance, remembering Him oftenly, and being sincere to Him in your worship. Even if you were given the whole dunya, you will not be able to fulfill that emptiness in your heart. So how great is Allah Azza wa Jal and how merciful He is. His mercy surpasses His anger, and His pardoning surpasses His punishment. And no one is more patient over the sins of His creation than Allah Azza wa Jal. The Yahud, the Jews, may Allah curse them, they said that the hand of Allah is tight, meaning Allah does not spend, Allah does not give them. And the Nasara, the Christians, they said that Allah is one of the Holy Trinity, one of three. And they said, Allah says in the Quran, they have disbelieved those who say that Allah is the Messiah, the son of Mary. Where the Messiah said, O children of Israel, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. Verily whoever associates partners with Allah, then Allah has made Jannah forbidden for him, and his abode will be the hellfire, and the wrongdoers will have none to assist. They have disbelieved those who say that Allah is one of three, and there is none worthy of worship but Allah, one ilah. And if they do not desist, if they do not stop from what they are saying, then verily a severe punishment shall befall those, shall befall the disbeliever, the disbelievers among them. Yet after all this, Allah says in the very next ayah, do they not then return to Allah in repentance and seek His forgiveness? And Allah is the all forgiving, the most merciful. After the Jews said what they said, and the Christians did blasphemy, the worst of things you could say, that Allah is Jesus, or Allah is one of three, or Jesus is equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all of this, Allah offered them tawbah. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Do they not then turn to Allah in repentance? So if this is the case with the kuffar and the mushrikeen, then what about the disobedient believer? What about the disobedient believer? One of us, if Allah offers His repentance to the kafir, and he will accept the repentance, then what about me and you? This is encouragement, my brothers, so we may return to Allah. So we may leave alone our evil ways. Each one of us knows what things he does right and what things he does wrong. Where he is fulfilling the rights of Allah and where he has shortcomings. Where he favors his desires over the legislation of Allah and where he favors the legislation over his desires. Whichever one it is, this is a call that we shall return to Allah Azza wa Jal in repentance and change our ways and favor the right of Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over our desires and our intellect. in every aspect of life. Physically, spiritually, and socially, in terms of how you conduct yourself around the people, around how you observe yourself, how you appear. Everything is part of the deen of Islam. And there's an obligation concerning each one of these things for me and for you. So it is time that we give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala His right, rather than giving our desires the precedence over the rights of Allah azza wa jal. None is more generous than Allah. People disobey Him, and then they go to sleep in their beds, and it is He who protects them. It is He who protects them and He preserves them, although they had disobeyed Him. And He pardons the disobedient and the sinful, and He gives them from His bounty. And if they were to call upon Him, who is the one that would respond to them? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's never kicked anyone away from His door. And He's never rejected the supplication of someone who asked Him. He is the most generous of those who are generous, and He's the most noble azza wa jal. May Allah azza wa jal grant us honor through obedience to Him, and permit us to Jannah. And permit us to Jannah, and make us and our children and our progeny among the righteous. Verily, He is able to do all things. This was a rough summary of the khutbah that the Shaykh, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, delivered, with the many shortcomings that are obvious to everyone who has joined us in this particular evening. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.